Welcome to the Print Pod. Our reporter Prithviraj Singh wrote an article titled "Ban Non-Hindus from Char Dham Sites." Seer, who spoke at Haridwar Dharm Sansad, writes to Dhami. I'm Nidhima, and I bring you the podcast version of this article. Swami Anand Swaroop, a Haridwar-based Hindu seer and one of the main speakers at the controversial Dharm Sansad in the Temple Down last December, has asked the Uttarakhand government to prohibit the entry of non-Hindus to the Char Dham shrines, Gangotri, Yamunotri, Kedarnath and Badrinath. The Dharm Sansad in Haridwar was where some seers called on Hindus to take up arms to prevent a Muslim from becoming Prime Minister in 2029. Uttar Pradesh seer Yati Narsinghanand Saraswati was among those booked for making these inflammatory speeches. Swaroop, in a letter to Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami, has now demanded a government order against non-Hindus visiting these shrines. He claimed that recent instances of violence during religious processions in parts of the country showed that the Char Dham pilgrimage should be kept out of bounds for those who do not believe in Hinduism. The seer claimed the Uttarakhand government has assured him that appropriate steps will be taken to address his concerns. But CM Pushkar Singh Dhami is yet to issue a statement to that effect. However, in a statement Sunday, Dhami said the views of Hindu seers will be honoured in every possible manner. Swaroop, head seer of the Shankaracharya Parishad and founder of Haridwar-based Kali Sena, highlighted to the print what he thought the problem was with non-Hindus visiting these centres of pilgrimage. What will happen if non-believers in the garb of mule operators or merchants attack Char Dham shrines? Looking at the attacks on Hindu processions during Ram Navami and Hanuman Jayanti in other parts of India, the threat to our shrines and temples is real, he said. Char Dham shrines are sacred places for Hindus. Entry to these shrines must be banned for non-Hindus, like 700 religious places worldwide where people of other faiths are not allowed to visit. We cannot be law unto ourselves, but the Constitution of India gives us the right to safeguard our religious places. Shankaracharya Parishad has written a letter to the state government to issue an order banning entry of non-Hindus to Char Dham shrine areas, Swaroop continued. CM Pushkar Singh Dhami has also assured he will take steps in this direction. However, if the government fails, Kali Sena and other Hindu organizations will take to the streets in Haridwar, he added. Ravindra Puri, chief of the Akhil Bharatiya Akhara Parishad, the umbrella body of Hindu seers that was responsible for organizing the Kumbh Mela, has also backed the demand raised by Shankaracharya Parishad. The way Hindu processions and rallies are being attacked in different parts of India, one day it could be Char Dham shrines. Non-Hindus must be prevented from entering, Puri said. Harigiri Maharaj, General Secretary of the Akhil Bharatiya Akhara Parishad, added the state government must come up with an action plan to preserve the sanctity of Char Dham shrines, as non-Hindus have the least regard for our religious places. They indulge in food, drink, merrymaking, and other immoral activities. The government has to act soon and find out ways to protect our religious places and those living in hilly areas where young girls and women are targeted by the non-believers, he said. In his statement released Sunday, Dhami said the views of Hindu seers would be honoured in every possible manner, though he denied receiving any complaints in this regard. So far, I have not received any complaint. However, our government will do all it can for the well-being of pilgrims and pilgrimage sites, he said. All possible efforts will be made to assuage and fulfill the wishes of the seer community. Pilgrims coming to Uttarakhand after a gap of 2 years will be given all possible support and comfort, the chief minister added. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back soon with another episode.